This is Jacqueline Carbone for XFM News. I'm here with Dr. Alex Abramovich. Dr. Abramovich, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do?
I completed my PhD in the Adult Education and Counseling Psychology program at the University of Toronto at OISE. And my research focuses on LGBTQ youth homelessness in Canada and looking at the lack of support available.
Okay, so in your little panel discussion that you guys had, you mentioned how social media and making the video was a big factor. What I wonder is, why do you think it took such a, it took that video, it took social media being so prolific for this issue to actually get addressed?
I think because people, as I said, people were in denial. So, or we've known about the fact that LGBTQ youth are overrepresented in the homeless youth population for about 20 years. But people have been in denial, so people have not really wanted to talk about these issues. And I think a lot of that denial comes from service providers in fear of perhaps if they speak out that funding would be pulled from the city. Because as I said, during that time, the city was actually shutting down more services than they were opening up. I think that for me, it was really important to engage in social media and to create filmmaking activism, because I think that people are very moved by film. People have been moved by film for a very long time. But people sharing their stories with regards to LGBTQ youth homelessness on film, that's fairly new. People haven't really been doing that very much. So I wanted to introduce that and to just see if that would convince the unconvinced or provide the evidence that they needed to understand that these are actual issues. And after creating a couple of films, it was very clear to me that just a 3-minute film can seriously change the mind of someone who has the power to influence change.
So you also talked about with film making the information accessible.
Yeah.
How does making it accessible change the way people actually view things rather than, like you said, a 15-page or 15-word essay that you would write?
Well, I think that it just makes it so that more people can be part of the dialogue. So that if I write a 50-page research report and I post that on my website, I think less people will access that document. But if you have a 3-minute clip, more people around the world have time to watch a 3-minute clip, because that's much shorter than a 50-page document, right? And I think, yeah, it's just about making it accessible, because for me, the most important part of my work is wanting to find ways for people who are affected most by these problems to be able to engage with the work. So I think that a 50-page academic document isn't always accessible to everybody.
What are ways that people should be aware of, like when they use social media to be an activist and to promote certain things? Like, how should they deal with maybe the pressures that come along with it and maybe the downsides to it?
Well, I think that if it's coming from a place of activism, we talked a lot about anger today and how anger actually is good, and anger can be used in a really positive way. But sometimes when you have something like Twitter and you've got this sort of 120, 150 characters that you can use, and you're coming from a very angry place and you're very heated up and you just want to get your message out, sometimes it's very easy to just say anything. It's like you just want to say something, but not realizing that what you just said is actually going to stay on there. That will follow you. That will always be there. And I think that is probably the downside, that people don't always realize that people are very used to posting anything, posting pictures and statements and whatever it is that they want to say, not always realizing that that will follow them. So I think that it's important to just to take a step back and to really think about what it is that you post, even if it is just a 120 character line on Twitter.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's all I'm really asking right now. Did you want to add anything?
Just in terms of that last comment, I think it's also important to be mindful how we interact with people online, because that is also, it's public, it's a public forum, and anybody in the world has access to see this, right? And so I know for myself, for my work, there have been some people who you might describe as haters, and who are, who do not agree with the work that I do, and who are highly homophobic and transphobic. And so for me, it's really about trying to choose and trying to pick when it is that I want to engage with these people, and whether I want to do that publicly or privately. So I don't always want to engage with people who are trying to take my work down publicly. Sometimes you might want to send a private message, or sometimes you might not want to respond at all.
Thanks so much, Alec.
Okay, thank you.